This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Human Rights Office on Friday expressed alarm at what it called multiple deeply disturbing reports of airstrikes in the Tigray region of Ethiopia, saying at least 108 civilians had been killed since the start of January. A spokesperson described numerous attacks, including one on a private minibus, an airport, and a camp for displaced people, saying that at least 59 people died in the camp strike, making it the most lethal one. The government has previously denied targeting civilians in the 14-month-old conflict with Tigrayan forces. A UN World Food Program official warned at the same briefing that its operations in northern Ethiopia, quote, are about to grind to a halt because of intense fighting nearby. Quote, with no food, no fuel, no access, we are on the edge of a major humanitarian disaster, said the WFP official. Australia said Friday it will detain Novak Djokovic this weekend after again stripping him of his visa, a dramatic setback to the tennis world number one's goal of winning a record 21st Grand Slam. As time slips away before the Australian Open starts Monday, the nine-time title holder heard an emergency hearing that will be in immigration detention from Saturday morning. The megastar's bid to avoid deportation will be heard by Australia's federal court. The government has agreed not to deport the 34-year-old Serbian tennis ace until the hearing is over. Australia's conservative government, defeated once in the courts, invoked extraordinary executive powers to rip up his visa again, this time on public interest grounds. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey and Armenia on Friday said a first round of talks in more than 10 years was, quote, positive and constructive, raising the prospect that ties could be restored and borders reopened after decades of animosity. Turkey has had no diplomatic or commercial ties with its eastern neighbor since the 1990s. The talks in Moscow were the first attempt to restore links since a 2009 peace accord. That deal was never ratified, and relations have remained tense. The Turkish and Armenian foreign ministries said on Friday the talks were held in a, quote, positive and constructive atmosphere, adding both sides were committed to a full normalization without any preconditions. The Philippines will go through with its plan next week to ban from public transportation people who are not vaccinated against COVID-19, officials said on Friday, as the country grapples to quell a surge in infections. The ban applies to the notoriously congested capital region of about 13 million people, where most new cases have emerged, but has faced stiff opposition from the country's Human Rights Commission, which called it restrictive and discriminatory. But the transport ministry on Friday said there would be no stopping the plan, which was necessary to curb the spread and prevent the healthcare system from getting overwhelmed. The Philippines has fully vaccinated about half of its 110 million population. Though nearly all qualified residents in the capital region have been inoculated, authorities say there are many unregistered migrants there, while children and some elderly have not been vaccinated. Troops belonging to a Russian-led security alliance began to pull out of Kazakhstan on Friday, only a week after they were deployed to the ex-Soviet nation. The Russian troops were sent on the request of the president of Kazakhstan, who was seeking to quell violent mass protests. Demonstrations started on January 2nd in the western part of the country, following widespread outrage over a sharp rise in fuel prices. They quickly spread nationwide, descending into violence within several days. Protesters stormed government buildings and set them ablaze, and dozens were killed in clashes with the country's security forces. On Friday, Russian Defense Ministry released video footage showing pullout of equipment and peacekeeping contingents of Russia, Armenia, Belarus, and Tajikistan. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, the pullout is planned to be completed by January 19th. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.